A major offensive could be taking shape in Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Russian authorities in the Ukrainian city of Kherson have ordered residents to leave and move deeper into Russian-held territory. The southern city has been in Russian hands since the early days of Moscow's invasion, but Ukrainian forces have been making gains nearby. Separately, Russia continues to attack civilian targets with Iranian drones.
President Putin thinks that these attacks will somehow break the will of Ukrainian people. Instead, he is only deepening their resolve to defend their country.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has hastily returned to London from a Caribbean vacation to possibly launch a political comeback following the resignation of Liz Truss.
Johnson served as prime minister from 2019 to 2022 before resigning in September after a series of ethics scandals. He has stayed on as a lawmaker since then, but hasn't said if he'll run. Nominations for the next prime minister will end on Monday.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. According to reports, Johnson was booed on the flight to London. Some movement at the Supreme Court. It wants officials in Fulton County, Georgia, to file a response by next Thursday to legal action taken by Senator Lindsey Graham. The South Carolina Republican appealed to the high court because he doesn't want to testify before a special grand jury investigating former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. A lower court ruled against him. A federal appeals court has temporarily halted President Biden's student loan forgiveness program that would erase billions of dollars in debt. The White House is urging eligible borrowers to keep filing applications. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A state police officer in Texas has been served termination papers following the school shooting in Uvalde earlier this year that left 21 people dead.
Department of Public Safety Sergeant Juan Maldonado was the highest-ranking state trooper to initially respond to Robb Elementary School. More than 300 officers from agencies across the state waited more than an hour until a tactical team breached the door and killed the shooter. Body camera footage shows Maldonado outside the school within 4 minutes of the shooting.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. A rise in gun violence has our neighbor to the north taking strong action.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Friday,
it is no longer legal to buy, sell, or transfer a handgun in Canada.
Much of the impetus for the ban came after a 2020 massacre in Nova Scotia when a gunman killed 22 people.
We've seen too many examples of horrific tragedies involving firearms.
Canadians can still own handguns, but they have to be licensed, and the country's already banned the use or sale of some 1,500 kinds of assault-style weapons. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The latest battle over COVID-19 could be coming to your child's school.
A key panel of experts convened by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends adding the pediatric versions of the COVID-19 vaccine to the schedule of inoculations often given to children, like the MMR or polio vaccines. But it's up to states to implement that, and Florida's governor is one who won't.
As long as I'm around and as long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is your decision.
Governor Ron DeSantis. Other states have pledged the same.
Fox's Evan Brown, Virginia, is among them. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.